Another way that children advance during stage 6 is action skill 6C, which I've called whispering. I think we all know what whispering is. The thing to keep in mind is that whispering is actually jargoning without voice. So we'll hear children, while they're learning to jargon, they're also learning to whisper. And they love this. They think this is just so cool when they can whisper to people. And they're not saying anything, but they're just jargoning without voice. This is a very critical element of learning to produce good speech, because it means they're controlling that voicing feature. They've spent all these months learning how to turn their voice on, and now they can, at will, turn their voice off. So it's a very important step in the development of all the voiceless sounds within the construction, the syllable construction that we need for words and phrases. Whispering is an advancement of the voiceless popping and raspberry sounds. So if we think of the underpinnings of whispering, we can trace it all the way back to the popping and the raspberry sounds that they produce during the honing stage when they're honing in on consonants. So back then they were honing in on a single simple act of making a voiceless sound, and now they're learning how to take that voicelessness and produce it in pretend connected speech. So it's a very good skill. Whispering is important also because it makes the hissing sounds stand way out. If you just whisper to yourself, what you hear standing out is the S's and the F's and the TH's and so forth. It makes a child tune in to these sounds on a gross level, and it helps develop his auditory discrimination for those sounds. So whispering, while it may seem like just something, child's play, if you will, something children do, is actually a very important phonological development, because it is tuning their ear to hear the whispered or the hissing sounds. We should be modeling these sounds and modeling whispering during this period. We should make whispering stand out by amplifying it with the tubes that we talked about, or the funnels, or whispering in forts or in boxes or closets and so forth. We should tell secrets to one another. We should allow the child to experience the tickling sensation of whispering as a person whispers on their ear. We should whisper jokes to one another or rhymes. We can also whisper close up to a mirror or a window and watch the frosty, the breath, spread on a frosty window, that type of thing. So jargoning, word jargoning, and whispering are our first three skills within the advancing stage.